We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
For over 53 years, Boys and Girls Clubs of Austin area has been serving our youth and our community here in Central Texas through a number of programs. We're going to talk about those programs as well as the organization here with the CEO of Boys and Girls Clubs of Austin area. It's Misty Potter. Online, you can find out more, bgcaustin.org. Misty, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Now, let's talk about the organization for any of us who maybe not be that familiar with it. What is Boys and Girls Club of the Austin area? What's the mission? What are you working on?
So Boys and Girls Clubs, as you mentioned, has been here around 53 years, serving the youth of our Austin, Travis County, Bastrop County area. So we are that holistic approach to helping kids in that out-of-school time space. So when schools are closed and families need us most, we're providing the services that kids need. And so we take kids ages 6 to 18. Or actually pre-K through their senior year of high school. And we just we provide everything from healthy lifestyles to academic success programs, workforce development, character development, sports and fitness. We have this whole full just smorgasbord of programs that we offer throughout our entire footprint.
And it seems like when I was growing up, there was a boys club and a girls club. Have they been merged at some point?
Yeah, you know, you guys couldn't keep us out forever. So in 1994, Boys Clubs of America actually became Boys and Girls Clubs of America. And so as a national movement, we changed our name, and that's what was adopted at the local level as well.
And you offer a lot of services. What about price to parents? Are these services free? Are they low cost? Are they subsidized? How does that happen? What happens with that?
Yeah, yes and. So it's a little bit of everything. It's a combination. So the one thing that we'll never do in this organization is balance our budget on the backs of our kids, and we stand by that. So the money that we raise every single year helps us offset whatever costs that we have for kids in the way of what we consider scholarships. So it is $100 a month or $25 a week, depending on how you look at it or how often the kids attend, to come to the Boys and Girls Club. So $1,200 a year would sponsor a child to come to the Boys and Girls Club for an entire year. But the vast majority of the kids that come to our facilities really pay very little. We have some that about 98% of our population don't pay anything at all. So when we say we charge, there is a fee if you can help and pay, but for those who cannot afford it, we will never let money be the reason that kids are kept from positive out-of-school time programs.
And Missy, how big is the organization? How many members here in the Austin area?
So pre-COVID, which we always have to start with that.
Yeah.
Pre-COVID, we were serving around 3,000 kids a day. So we had 32 club sites throughout Travis and Bastrop County. We're in schools, we're in the housing developments, we're in a Parks and Recs facility, and then we have our home club on the Chef Family campus. And on average, we'll serve around 12,000 kids per year. Now, through COVID, the very unique positive side of what did come out of COVID is that we were able to transition our model into more of an online model as well, and our club on the go, which helped us to reach over 30,000 kids throughout 2020.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are we still
pretty cool?
Are you still online, or is it kind of a hybrid scenario now, or where do you stand as far as face-to-face interaction with kids?
So we're hybrid, and we've been hybrid. So when this all started back in March of last year, we kept our doors open for the clubs that we were able to keep open. So our school sites closed down, but our other facilities that we controlled and then some of our housing sites stayed open. And we started doing learning pods, and we started doing online learning. And then when school opened back up, We maintained our club presence, and so we did online school with the kids who didn't want to go into the schools, but they would come to the club, and they're coming to the club now and doing their school online here at the facility. So we'll continue that probably a little bit through the summer, and then starting next year, we will go back to just full-on in-person after-school time programs again.
Will you then also, does that mean you'll eliminate the online presence?
For the most part, we'll still do some of our DIY videos and some of our curriculum through our Club on the Go, but we're scaling that back.
Sure.
Because what we know is that the real point of impact for kids is that personal connectivity with our staff, and you just miss that in that online presence. So we really want to get back to what we do well and what we know how to do, and that's making sure that our youth development professionals have daily interaction with our kids.
Yeah, Misty, I can only imagine that none of us need any more screen time.
No.
Right? Especially kids. But I don't want to just say it's the kids because, I mean, you and I, but I'm looking at, there must be 6 or 7 screens in the studio, not counting the one in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Probably face-to-face.
I'm guilty of that.
Yeah, real interaction, real people. It's way better for kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, very much so. And like I said, we know through our studies and our statistics that on average, kids that attend a Boys and Girls Club at least twice a week in person, there's just a really significant point of impact for them where they have higher grade averages, they miss fewer days of school, they are less likely to get in trouble. There's just so many positive things that come out of kids, out of the kids and the results when they get to participate in person and they're really engaged in positive activities.
And this is for the Austin area. What area is that geographically? Is it Bastrop, Delano, or Killeen to, I don't know, New Braunfels? What area of Central Texas do you serve geographically?
So our kind of boundaries, we are in Bastrop County, but we have our clubs are in Elgin. And so we're in clubs in school sites in Elgin. And then here in Austin, if you think of kind of the I call it the shoehorn, but the 183 corridor in East Austin. So we go all the way up to, I guess, Lamar 35-ish around in there. And then we come back down into to downtown. So we're kind of on that whole little East Austin corridor for the 183 area. And like I said, we're in everything from Parks and Rec facilities to shared space in the AISD schools. We have some charter schools that we're in, and then our home club, which is at 183 in Manor.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Misty Potter. She is the CEO of Boys and Girls Club of the Austin area. If you want to find out more information about it, you can do so. It's bgcaustin.org. Misty, let's talk about some of those programs. I think I saw online like STEM Academy, Power Hour, Little Chefs, College Prep, Road Code. You got a lot going on.
Yeah, we do. And we have to, right? Because kids vote with their feet.
Sure.
That is the great thing about being a Boys and Girls Club is that we listen to our kids. We do community impact surveys. We find out what they want. And then we program to the things that our kids and our families need. So, those that you just mentioned are some of our icon kind of programs that we run, not only in here, but also throughout the country in Boys and Girls Clubs. So Road Codes is a driver's ed program. And last year we put over 400 teenagers through that program, and over 300 of our teenagers actually ended up getting their permits.
Oh.
So that was a really big feat for us because we wanted to make sure that our kids have that at least that one step into transportation because that's a huge barrier for our kids. Power Hour is our academic success program. Yeah, Little Chefs, obviously the name tells you what they're doing. They're learning how to cook nutritiously, how to shop within their communities, really kind of buy groceries on a shoestring budget. So we really try to make sure that we're teaching kids in ways that are going to be long-lasting and these lifelong skills.
Misty, can you talk a little bit about the long-term impact on the kids from the Boys and Girls Club of the Austin area? Obviously, they get way more from it than just the after-school program for the time they're in the program. They get some long-term life skills out of it. Can you talk about that a little bit?
You know, so Boys and Girls Clubs is one of those organizations where you learn how to work with kids and people and adults from all walks of life. And it really is, I always say, you know, everyone says education is the great equalizer. I really do think it's education in a Boys and Girls Club because when you walk through the doors of our organization, you're just a club kid. You're another kid just like everybody else, and you have an opportunity to really grow and become who you are here. here, and you have the freedom and the just the space to really explore who you are as a kid and who you're going to become as an adult. And with the positive impact and positive role models that they engage with in our staff, you know, they learn skills. They learn leadership skills. They learn responsibility. You know, we do the job training and workforce development. So they're learning how to be a good employee, how to be a good citizen. You know, do, you know, character is what you do when no one's watching. And those are the kinds of things that we try to instill in our kids. So we really do mean it when we promote our choose kindness and acceptance and inclusion. And we think that by infusing those characteristics in our kids now will definitely give them a leg up later in life, and it'll help them become better employees and better people in general.
Yeah, I think the benefits for the kids are pretty easy to spot, but maybe the ancillary benefits to the rest of the community, parents, those of us who don't have kids, just people kind of in Austin in general, they also benefit too. Can you talk a little bit about that, what the rest of us get from the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Austin area?
Yeah, so, you know, anytime we, what we make sure of is too, that our ultimate goal is that kids graduate with a plan for their future, right? So whether they're either going to the military or they're going into the job market, they're going to college, they're going to a trade school, so really instilling that desire and lighting that fire under them to really become that productive, responsible, caring citizen that we want all kids to become, which is our mission statement. And so what the community gets in return out of what is put into a Boys and Girls Club really is a viable, productive young person who is going to fill the shoes of tomorrow's leaders, you know, and that's exactly who we are. We're working to make sure that we're growing are the tomorrow's leaders.
And are we doing that with summer camps this year? You do summer camps in the past. Are you doing summer camps in 2021, or is that still off the table?
No, it's on the table, and I'm so excited. We're back. Last year, we didn't have summer camps. Well, we did, but we had a very limited number of summer camps. It looks like this year we're going to have around 23 sites open, and you can find those on our website. But we are going to fill up fast, too, and they are in person, and we have a summer full of activities and just fun for kids, finally. You know, let's get out from behind the screen. Let's get out and have fun with our staff and just really enjoy a summer, because last year was not a very enjoyable summer, I don't think, for many people.
What age groups are we talking about for summer camps? Is it all kids?
Mm-hmm. All kids. So, again, the pre-K or age 5, 6, really 6 to 18. So we will have a teen summer of service program also, and that really focuses on our teenagers and give-back programs and, again, workforce development and just our music programs. We do have a full recording studio, so we partner with Dub Academy. You know, just a little bit of everything for all kids. If there's an interest in it, we find ways to make sure that there's an opportunity for them to have access to it.
All right, Miss, we've got about 90 seconds left. Let's talk about how Central Texas can help you with your mission, turning those kids into model citizens. What are we talking about? Volunteer opportunities or donations or both? Or what's the best way that Austin can help?
So many ways to get engaged, right? So if you want to volunteer, we're always looking for great volunteers to be great role models for our kids. Come work with them, come mentor. Of course, financial resources. We are looking for time, talent, and treasure. Anything that the Austin community has to give to kids who really need some assistance in our community in multiple ways, this is one of the best ways to give back and to make an impact in the life of a child.
All right, Missy, with about 45 seconds left now, I'll give you the last word. What is it we didn't get a chance to talk to? What would you like to say to Austin and Central Texas?
Yeah, first, thank you to Austin and Central Texas because of the support that we've been able to have over the past year. We are still here. We didn't go anywhere. We were here before COVID. We were here during COVID, and we're going to be here as long as we're possibly able to be here beyond COVID. And if that's another 53 years, that's too short for me. So thank you to Austin for helping us make a difference in the lives of kids every single day.
All right, that's CEO Misty Potter, Boys and Girls Club of the Austin area, bgcaustin.org, if you want to find out more or help out. Misty, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin.
Thank you so much for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.